tight knot in your neck.
This is so exciting, isn't it? Okay, you ready?
We are.
Remember the cock-ups.
Okay.
Always. And that joke you told, that terrible joke, it's recorded on here.
But it was a good terrible joke.
It was a good terrible joke. Hey everybody, welcome back to the UK Americana Bar Show podcast. Thank you for joining us. Before I bring you the next interview that we did here, just enough time to ask you to please don't forget to subscribe and like and comment on our YouTube channel. It really helps bring in more content. We're actually, we're attracting lots of big artists from around the world, Americana and other. So your support would be great. Don't forget to subscribe. Or you can email us at this address here. Very, very much appreciated. So without further ado, I interviewed Gareth Nugent and Eleanor Springstrike from a television show out of Sweden called The Road to Nashville. These guys are fun people, great entertainers, so much so that Eleanor, we heard last night, she's just won an award in Ireland, which was the Country with No Boundaries on the Hot Country TV Awards. So well done, Eleanor, that's fantastic. We always knew you could do it. So I hope you like the video, it's really, really good, and don't forget to subscribe. Where's that coming from? That's a good terrible joke. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the UK Americana Bar TV show podcast. Talk about hot off the press. We have two special guests in the studio, hot off the plane. They just landed here from Sweden.
Yes.
At Stansted to come and see, especially us. Am I right?
We have indeed.
But I'm sure you've got other people, that things that you're doing.
Well, yeah, probation officer. And all. For Eleanor.
Thank you for taking the time. I really do appreciate it. I'm pretty excited to meet you. You guys are doing all sorts of different things. We could talk about the television show that you've got coming out soon.
Yeah.
And that little bit of information you gave me earlier about, you know, being took out to Australia and stuff like that. Oh my God, fantastic. It's The Road to Nashville.
It is.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about your careers, if you don't mind, Eleanor. Cool. And Gareth.
Yeah.
Which is, I've got to get to the chase. You played Elvis in the West End.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
But wasn't you there for a couple of months and you was in the play and they said, hey, hang on a minute, hey, Eric, Gareth, do you fancy playing?
I was 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
And PJ Proby was the lead.
Oh.
And PJ, I was brought in as the understudy for PJ. And unfortunately, PJ took ill. And then knocked on the door.
He didn't split his pants then?
Not then, no. Didn't try, yeah. I got a knock on the door from the director, Keith Strachan. And he goes, how are you feeling? I went, great, why? You're on tonight. That was it, yeah.
And
2 weeks of I went, thank you very much. No, it was like... So, I hadn't even done all the blocking.
Because you were there for 2 years,
didn't
you?
Maybe 2 years, yeah.
It was great, fantastic.
Fun. Great fun.
Did you get to meet any of the royalty of the Presleys?
I didn't, unfortunately. We got to meet, you know, obviously the fan club presidents and stuff like that.
Because they're very successful.
I was hugely. But the show had been out previously, I believe in the late 80s, and it was Shaky Stevens.
Oh, really?
Played Tim Whitnail, Shaky, and PJ.
Right.
Back in the late 70s, and that's what launched pretty much Shaky's career.
That's fantastic. You was on our TV show, we was on Sky,
mm-hmm.
and Your Man was the song.
Yeah.
It's done very, very well for you. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor, you're a singer-songwriter, and you've got somebody famous picked you up in Nashville. Do you want to tell us who that is?
Some famous...
We have got lots of different people that picked you up.
Oh, not I thought Emma. You said pictures. It's me learning the accent here.
You're learning the accent? Who's the famous producer that picked you up and said, hey, hang on a minute.
Yeah, his name is...
He worked with George Strait.
Jimmy Ritchie.
Jimmy Ritchie, yeah.
Yeah, he contacted me online and that's how it started in 2019.
Online, yeah?
Yeah, so...
Is this after your album in 2012?
Yes, it is. Because I had a break taking care of my kids and it was just there in 2019 in the beginning, just after the new year, I decided to... I've done so much different things.
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Heading clothing stores and event companies and so. Like, no, I want to do one thing. And then it was easy. One
thing. Your music's really good.
Yeah, and then I decided to do the music because that's closest to my heart.
Yeah.
So I just started to focus and then this connection came up in like 2 weeks after. And from that, I know I had like 199 people on my artist space on
Facebook.
I was just
about to say, you're in kind of the Nashville royalty of writers and stuff. That must be exciting. And one of your tracks has a couple of million or more than a million streams that you've got. So that's kind of tells you how good your music is. That's
I've been lucky.
Oh, God, I don't know about that. It'd be fantastic. I've had one stream, one of my songs last week.
Okay.
So you guys, as I say, you collaborated together. So you're both artists in your own rights. I mean, I say, we're dying to talk about this television show that you're doing. Well, your heart says yes, your body says no, I won't let it go. And all you can see is the never-ending goal. It's the love, it's the love on the rodeo. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I love these boots.
You do?
These boots were made for walking. I love these boots. Man, hey, let me show you some boots. How about them boots?
Ooh, I like them even more.
They're very colourful.
You like them?
Yes.
They're very
Can I bring
colorful.
These on your show with you?
You can indeed.
You can? Yeah. We want to have you over in our show too. So we thought we would give you a visit first. The UK Americana Bar TV show with Sam Miller.
Is it true what they say about this ice thing? You stick your throat people in the bath, the ice?
Yeah.
You do?
They do.
I don't like ice.
Do you know what I
like it. But I mean, Gareth, is it on the album or is the song that was very close to your heart that you wrote about the mountains?
That's going to be on an EP I'm going to be putting out.
It's a fantastic song.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry to hear about where it came about.
It was. My brother passed away in a car accident, unfortunately. And then my mum, a year later, passed away. So it was a real big void. And I was working out in the studio, and that came around within 15 minutes, that song.
Yeah,
I have no idea where it came from.
Straight from the heart.
Just happened.
I didn't even have time. We were going out to the studio, both of us, and you walked before me. And when I come out, sit there and he performs the song.
Even mountains fall.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got some lyrics here. No matter how strong we are, anything can change in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Well, that's what happened to it. The one minute I was talking to my brother on the phone, and the next day, gone.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
You know, so, but this happens to people. It's life.
It does, it's life.
You know, it's life.
What a beautiful song. You must check that out.
Thank you so much.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
So, Eleanor, so you guys, you met on the road. Did you meet on the road in Europe, UK, Nashville?
My first
everywhere?
Tour here in the UK, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eleanor was coming over here to do some shows, reached out and said, look, be interested in doing some shows with you. And that was it. And then it worked. We did, it was a bit of fun. And then she said, I've got a few shows over in Sweden. Do you want to come over and do those?
Brilliant.
And I said, I love snow. I love snow. I didn't realise how much snow or how cold. But we went out and started doing shows. And
when the snow goes on into this new show that you've got, we'll tell people about that.
Oh, there's snow everywhere. There's still snow there, you know.
You won Horizon Artist of the Year.
I didn't win it. I was
nominated.
I was nominated.
That's even better.
A few times, and for Best Male Artist, and for the guy who turned up. I got
the guy who turned up. Got it. And yourself, you're also award winning. You've won accolades for music that you've done as well.
Yeah, over in Ireland.
Yeah.
In Ireland as well. Fantastic.
Yeah, International Artist of the Year, and my song "Never Too Late."
So it's keep plugging away.
Well, it is good. I mean, I keep seeing you all over news and all through social media and from the television. I mean, you look like you're having a right ball. And you're with every different band and group. I've never known a guy to be in so many different television shows on my face. And you're the same. So, I mean, I always ask a lot of artists this, how you get the time. I mean, inspiration I know about, but. But how do you fit it all out? You're going from here. Where are you going from here, I suppose? You're going to where?
We're going down to Bromley.
That's what I meant.
We're going down to Bromley to a friend of mine.
And what about tonight?
tonight, actually, we're probably going to be meeting Dennis. producer friend in London.
Right.
So, Dennis Charles. So we're going to go and have some dinner with him.
But this is us. We are all over the place.
Yeah. We
like that. There's so much.
It's hard work.
Yeah, coming up on the table.
But that's what brings the results, isn't it?
Well, you get chatting to people like yourself, and everybody can give you some inspiration or give you an idea, or they say, oh, do you know my friend so-and-so? And you're like, no, I don't know them. They go, I'll put you in touch with them. It's that. It's the networking. It's about, and vice versa. Who do we know there? Oh, and it's that. And that's, for us, that's what the country thing should be about. And for us, it is.
Yeah.
It's about, if we can help someone else, do it.